All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming up, I got Black Magic. Yes, the team Black Magic coming up on this episode of Wrestling for the Culture.
It's time for Wrestling for the Culture, where we take a look inside to see what the wrestlers of color have been doing this week.
What up, gentlemen? How y'all doing today?
What's up? What's going on?
Good. We're good, man. Brian, thanks for having us. Thanks for bringing us on. Very excited to be with you, brother.
Man, I appreciate y'all coming on. Black Magic. Definitely. I love the name. Let's start right there. How'd y'all come up with the name Black Magic?
Go ahead and talk to you. This is you talking.
All right. So originally when I had started training, I was trying to find a signature move. So a lot of studying, a lot of looking into different wrestlers. And one of the wrestlers that caught my attention the most was Low Ki. So one of Low Ki's signature moves is called Black Magic. It's pretty much like person ducks enziguri, but then takes a heel kick to the back of the head. And it's all one rotation, looks smooth. And, you know, one day me and Mason was just talking, and he was like, you know what, we should call ourselves Black Magic. I'm like, huh? And I was like, all right, cool. And then I was like, all right, so we got to find out what this means then. And then next thing you know, I started looking into colors. You know, what does the color black mean? And a little stuff like that. And I was able to figure it out and be able to break it down to people when needed.
All right. So, Mason, when you heard the idea for the name, what was your thoughts? And, you know, did it take a while to get you on board, or was you on board right away?
Well, I mean, like Tony said, I was the one that, you know, brought it to his attention because I like the way, I don't know, I just like the name of it, of the move that he was performing. You know what I mean? I'm just like, Black Magic. It just sounds like, I don't know, it just sounds real nice. It sounds like something we can rock with, something that we can grow, something that we can make our own. You know what I mean? Because thing is, I see, be honest with you, you know, I'm not trying to like, you know, talk about nobody else out here, but I've seen Black Magic used, you know, between a couple of people, you know, on the independent circuit. And I'm like, nah, y'all not Black Magic. We're Black Magic. That's how it is. But I mean, like, I'm not trying to go at nobody else. It's just that Black Magic, you know what I mean? It felt right. It felt good. And it's to pay homage to the move that my boy was trying to make great, which he has made great. He hit it on me before. You know what I mean? So look. Boom, Black Magic.
All right. So how long y'all been teaming up?
A year or two?
A little over a year. So yeah, it hasn't even been 2 years yet. So probably almost a year and a half now.
Feels like okay. 10 years. Feels like 10.
Yeah, it does.
That much.
So who came to who? You know, or was it a promoter that put y'all together? Like how did the team come about?
Go ahead, Tony.
You got it. I've answered the last question first. You got it.
Look. This is how it happened. So I was making a lot of trips down to Florida, you know, and I was a lot of work down there. I was working very closely with my mentor / trainer / big brother, the Pope, Elijah Burke. I was down there a lot, and it was mainly due to him, you know what I mean? Like, you know, bringing me aboard FEW, Fighting Evolution Wrestling down there in Florida. That's ran by JB Cool.
I met JB before. Yeah, been down there.
There you go. So you know. And yep. And Soul Man Alex G, who trained MVP. So, you know, just being down there with those guys and whatnot, I was doing a lot of work down there. A lot of work. Me and Tony trained at the same school. You know what I mean? And Tony has always been trying to elevate himself, you know, no matter what, like doing whatever he can to, you know, get to the next best thing. He saw me doing a lot of work. Like I was doing a lot, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was paying attention to me, but I mean, for Tony actually stepped up and, you know, he had to ask me like, yo, look, listen, I'm trying to get on to what you're doing. You know, I see what you're doing. You know, it's not like I'm doing the most, but what I was doing was very big compared to a lot of those people at our school. Tony can, you know, vouch for that, you know what I mean? But the thing is, he wanted to get on. He knew that I was doing something great. He knew that there's a chance he could get on because he's just as talented as I am, just as hungry as I am, you know what I mean? So look, once that happened, we go down. The Pope Elijah Burke was the one that made Black Magic, honestly. He put us together.
Not the name.
Go ahead.
The name.
You, not the name, but honestly, Pope was the one that put us together when Tony finally came down with me the first time last year in June. And that's the first time we were down there in Florida together. And when we got down there, we won the FEW North Florida Tag Team Championships. First round. As soon as he got down there with me. They played into the story and everything.
Wow. Can y'all talk about what that meant to win the tag titles, especially you putting in the work, being recognized for the work, and then especially and for you, Tony, for him to say, okay, I recognize the hard work that you're doing. Come on, let's go get this bread together. And then y'all go ahead and win the gold. You talk about what that meant to you?
Man, what? Well, for me, it's always, where are we going? Let me know the date. I'm down for it. I'm always down for, rather it be a flight, plane. No, flying plane is the same thing. A flight, a train. I'm down for any moves we got to make. As long as I'm able to make it to work the very next day, I'm with it 110%. Winning our first belt, though, I was like, oh, snap, for real? Really? I was shocked and surprised, honestly. Mm-hmm. And then those belts are pretty big. They're small, but they're big. Like, they're meant for, like, heavier guys. But we make them work. We make them work. It was a good excitement because I was just shocked. I'm like, yo, we're champions.
Wow.
And even when my family's able to find out about it, they were like, how y'all got to leave state to become champions, which I can't get those in your own state?
Yeah. All right.
So you leave, you know, and that's a lot of times what happens in the journalism field. The same thing. Sometimes to get that opportunity, you got to leave the state that you was trained in or you went to school in. Yeah. But how would you say leaving, you know, this area, going to Florida improved your craft? Because it's also a difference from wrestling down there. It's the way the crowds are. You know, I've been to a few shows. Shout out to Amber Rodriguez. Been to a show in Louisiana with her. And I noticed the way the crowd takes to wrestling differently in the deep south versus up, you know, in the northernmost southern state in Maryland. You know, but can you talk about the difference y'all noticed?
That's a good one. You got anything for it?
Well, I got a little. Yeah, I got it. I got this. You know what I'm saying? Because thing is, like, I've been going down there for a while now. Like, I've been going down there for like over the course of 3 years, honestly. Like, I started with Tennessee, and then I got to Florida. So the thing is, the people down there, it just seemed like wrestling hits very differently. And if you're athletic and you're skilled and you look like you know what you're doing, guess what? They all in for you. Like, literally, every time I went down there, I got more positive reviews than I got bad reviews. And I'm like, I feel like, at that time, that was years ago. At that time, I wasn't even that good. I mean, look, I'm cool now, but I wasn't that good back then. No, and the thing is just that these people were still just all into it. So whatever I was doing, when I was doing it, I guess I was just as good as I could be at that time, which they accepted. And that's how I feel. Like, it just hits really differently. They appreciate, I don't know if this is the real reason, but I feel like they appreciate the craft of it, especially when you, train and learn and you hone your craft. I feel like they really appreciate that, because the thing is, every time I got down there, I got love all the time. Even when I felt like my matches were a little like, meh, by the end, like, they gave me love all the way through, beginning to end, literally.
Wow. Who's been some of your favorite teams to work?
That is a good question. That's a good question. Reason that's a good question because there weren't teams that we could consistently work all the time and actually say, oh, you know, we need to run all the time. I mean, like, Tony, am I making a mistake by saying that a little bit?
I feel like you're saying a bit nicer. Just the competitive side of things.
Okay, go ahead.
A lot of tag teams that stepped in the ring with us, they can't keep up with us. I mean, whoever's listening, I hope they take it and understand that if they're a tag team competitor, when the time comes, they better be ready when we got to step in the ring and meet up. But honestly, I feel like there hasn't really been any tag teams that we've been in the ring with that's been, like, honorable enough to say, you know, they've been, like, you know, that team was like, oh, okay, that's a legit tag team. Not, no, you know, I'm going to borrow this person real quick, or you fill in for, you know, an actual tag team. No, but we're always looking for that work. We want to have a team that we can be like, okay, you know what? They give us a run for our money. That's what we need to do then.
Yeah, and you know, I love the honesty, because it, what I don't take is that you being arrogant, but it's just you just saying the truth. Like, you coming in, you waiting for that team that's you can have that you know, I'm a huge British Bulldogs fan, but also a huge Hart Foundation fan. You want that rivalry, to my understanding, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mason, we was just talking about, you know, just looking for that team. Like right now, you know, I use the British Bulldogs and the Hart Foundation, how they had that epic rivalry. You can even look at, you know, and that's what you're saying. You don't have that rivalry just yet.
No, like me and Tony are both really like early on in our careers right now. So, you know, we're learning as much about each other as we can learn about the next people that we go against. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, like, you know, me and Tony, we feel like we're doing very well in our craft. We're gelling together very nicely. A lot of people always say that we look good together as a team. So I feel like we're both doing something correct. You know what I mean? We're both training hard. We're both going to places. We're getting our experience. You know, we're trying to gain everything that we could. So that being said, I just feel like a lot of opposing teams that we have faced, you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like they don't bring that same thing that we bring. They don't. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, and this is not like, you know, trying to take a shot at anybody. They just do not. You know what I mean? Like, me and Tony, we have a common ground. We know what we want. We know what we're trying to get. We're hungry. That's what we've been. That's why he locked on to me, because he saw how hungry I was. I was putting it out there. And guess what? Mm. He knew he wanted to be with me. That's just how it is. Nobody got it right now. No one has it like us right now. I promise you, they do not. There's probably people out there that we have not faced that has it like us, but we're trying to get out there. We're trying to get to that level. Because anybody that them put, you know, against have not matched up. They just have not. Period.
Yeah, and that's what I hear, you know, that you guys are seeking the competition. And I'm going to go ahead and say, you don't have to, but you're seeking a better competition. You feel like, okay, I done hit this level. We done hit a stride. Now, let's face, we ready for people. We want to face people like the Briscoes. We want to face other tag teams. We want to face people like the I was about to call them the, I guess they the Soldiers of Savage now, or from ROH. They was in MCW. Forgive me for messing up their name.
No, you're good. Soldiers of Savage.
Soldiers of Savage,
Alcoholics. I've trained with both of them. I've trained with them. I've been in the with them. Oh, I'm already ready for them. Already.
I hear that.
We already been there. For me, we already been there. I got Tony by my side now to send the third, so it's all good. I'm just waiting for that situation to happen.
Right.
That's it.
Have you guys been in, have y'all had a chance to get with, let me ask you this. Which companies in Maryland have you wrestled and that you want to, you know, really let them know, like, no, y'all need to put us on your flyer?
Go ahead, Tony.
I'm thinking, because we've been on the 3CW flyer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we've
done that. Either way, that's home.
That's to be honest, that's the company we have never been on the flyer together. Matter of fact, no. Our first flyer was this year. Remember, it was back in March.
It's been a long year.
It's been a long year, man. You know, COVID made everything slow down, you know what I mean? So it just felt like, you know, we've been in COVID for years and they ain't even been 10 months yet. Almost, though. No, well, probably now. But, you know, It's just that we've been on the flyer of EWA. You know, I would say for that part, I mean, I'm not, you know, whatever being on flyers, we were on the flyer for EWA. We were on the flyer for 3CW. And those are the only two companies in Maryland we've been on. We never did any work together for MCW.
MCW, hello. At a point in time. Hello.
There you go. There you go. I've trained with MCW for a part-time. Tony has done some stuff with MCW too in the past. But we never we never did any real work with them. So the only two flyers is EWA and 3CW. C3W, I'm sorry.
Before we continue, MCW lost the legend, RJ Bruiser. Did you guys get a chance to meet him, work with him, or get some knowledge from him?
Go ahead, Tony.
You had more training than I did. I just did a seminar.
I don't want to take over. Go ahead. I don't want to take over yet. Right. Go ahead. I got
Bruiser was cool. He was pretty cool. My first time meeting him, you know, I tell people all the time that I have a fat spirit. So whenever somebody mentions anything like food, like I'm all on it. So I always feel like I'm just a fat person, a small person body. But like, it was like during the seminar, he pretty much broke down like psychology, but in a food way, which was always like the most wildest thing, but it always like stuck with me. It was probably a couple years ago, but it always stuck with me. You know, like you got your vegetables, your potatoes, then you got that steak. You start it off slowly, but then that's your beginning of the match, and you got your double down. You got all this stuff for the psychology. Then that finish, that's that steak. That's that prime rib. So I always go back to thinking of it like that.
And oh, wow.
Probably like one of the first like MCW like head ups that actually like knew my name off the first go round.
Okay.
So, like, that was one of the things too I appreciated.
Yeah, Mason, any memories?
All right, so look, I've actually trained there sometime in 2017, probably for like a couple of months. I believe over the summer, maybe like June to August, September, maybe something like that. So yeah, I've met the Bruiser. I've encountered him. You know what I mean? He's definitely he's a strong figure to a lot of people. When I was there, I felt like, and I may be wrong, completely wrong, honestly, because the thing is, I never want to say nothing bad about anybody, and I definitely don't want to say nothing bad about anybody who just, you know, lost their life to a deadly disease like leukemia, you know what I mean? Because I'm a father, and I know he's a father, and no kid deserves to lose their father before they get to see them grow up. So that's first and foremost. So rest in peace to Bruiser. Bruiser Strong, always. Put that out there first. I would just say that I never had a relationship with him, and I felt like he treated me a certain way because at the time I felt like I was I tell Tony about this all the time. I felt like I was an outsider coming in. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, so, you know, I just felt like I was being hazed in a way, and it's just that I let it get to me. You know what I mean? Like, I had certain people in my corner that was there that told, you know, pretty much told me to shrug it off and do what I got to do and get through. But I, you know, being a little bit younger back then, a little bit more naive, I took it a little bit more personal. You know what I mean? So my brother, who was trying to keep me out, was his name was Drolix. He went by Drolix. I don't know if you have heard of him.
Oh, I know Drolix.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, that's my brother right there. You know what I mean? He was the one that was telling me, like, you know, ignore it, just focus to send the third. I just couldn't get it out of my head. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like I let him down when I eventually just stopped going to MCW after a while. So that's pretty much how I felt. I felt like I was being, handled differently in ways and just being talked to in certain ways. And I just didn't like it after a while. And, you know, I just stopped going back. So, like I said, I had nothing bad to say about the Bruiser. I just felt like maybe he did that because I was that, you know, outsider coming in or looking this way and trying to steal somebody's spot, or, you know, I don't know what the case, you know, the case really was, but I felt like I was being, you know, mistreated in a way. You know what I mean? Like, well, not mistreated. No, that's wrong word. but just like hazed, you know what I mean? Unnecessarily, you know, where mm-hmm. I felt like my manhood was challenged. So I just stopped going. Instead of, you know, getting mad and disrespecting anybody, didn't do any mm-hmm. of that. I just stopped going. And then eventually I ended up back at the EWA where I started.
Yeah. Well, I can appreciate the honesty. And like you said, you know, I think personally, if anybody takes that the wrong way, then, you know, they're not listening and they're super sensitive because you paid your homage and respect. But you also said, you know, you took ownership in this situation. But, you know, do you guys, the transition, as you guys like prepare? So my co-host, the real Dwayne Allen, shout out to him. You know, we built the wrestling realm together while we were, you know, in college. And part of building this brand, we sat down and looked at the way like TV was produced together. So do you guys sit there and watch tag team matches together? And if so, who are some of like your favorite tag teams to study, past or present?
Well, I would say we haven't watched a lot of tag team matches together, but I would say that, like, you know, sometimes me and Tony both do security work. So thing is, you know, we find ourselves with a lot of time on our hands. So I'll be sitting there, you know, going online or whatnot, and I'll text Tony a match. I'm like, Tony, go watch this match. This tag team match is bomb. You know, watch these guys right here. Let's get some ideas. Let's, you know, let's get something flowing. So even though we haven't watched stuff together, I'll always throw him some stuff. I always throw him some ideas, and he does the same for me. Go ahead, holler at him.
Anytime we get stuck in crazy tag team situations, like three-way tag, four-way tag, I always got like the tag matches I go to. One, some that caught my eye, like number one tag match I'll always watch that like had multiple tag teams in it would be Wrestle Kingdom 12 opening mm-hmm. match, Young Bucks, Red Dragons, Masada and Ricochet and Roppongi Vice.
Okay,
that match takes like the worst of a situation because no one really liked four-way tag, but they made the best of it. And so anytime I'm trying to figure out, you know, what can we do, how can we make ourselves like better and prepare, and what stuff can we add on? I go to that match and I watch that. So like, I have that, and then like old school stuff besides like Hardy's and Dudley's. Shoot, there's so much. There's so much, and even that stuff too. Like when I try to think of stuff that is like actually possible to do, because this mind, when it gets going, and sometimes, you know, Mason got to step in, like, yo, chill out. Chill out, we're not doing all that. So it's always like when we find out who we have to wrestle, I'll start doing some research into figuring out what we can do or what stuff we can add on to make our repertoire a bit better, or stuff that we just add on a little bit, saying, you know, just to make it better on our hands as well.
Right. Now, when you think about have you had a promoter yet tried to break y'all up or say, you know, it's time for one to go heel or one to go face or one to turn on each other?
No.
Okay.
Nah, we're real early into this. You know what I mean? We're only a year mm-hmm. and some change. Look, due to COVID, it slowed down a lot of stuff.
Me and Tony, because you know, some promoters try to jump the shark.
Yeah, they do, mm-hmm. but nobody has yet, because thing is, they want to see what we can do first before this even, you know, can break up. Like, let's make something out of
it. Oh, you started breaking up. Yeah, he started breaking up and he's gonna jump in on another device. Well, it looked like he said not connected. Okay, there we go.
Y'all cutting out. Okay, well, I said, wow, there's two of you.
Right.
Everybody was just me, because I just want to know.
But yeah, you was basically saying like y'all still early in this, so promoters want to make sure they can see what y'all do first.
Yeah, you know, like, yo, we're really, really, really early into this. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yo, we have not like yet to really, like, you know, create any type of real history. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, of course, yes, we got the one title reign right now. But I mean, like, what have we really done for people to push us against each other already? Like, if you do that, that's just real premature. Like, at least let us, you know, make some type of history where as though it'll mean the most when one of us do turn on each other. Because just, like, people can have all that to look at in the past. Like, yo, Black Magic have done this. They've done that. Why are they breaking up? Why are they doing it? You know, you want to get them to that point. You know what I mean? Yeah. Breaking us up now, it'd be stupid, senseless, and wasteful.
Yep.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Now, you know, COVID-19 hit, and it hit the business hard really around March. What did you guys do to kind of, like, what were some things y'all did to kind of keep that chemistry going? I know you mentioned about sending matches to each other. How did you guys, like, keep up your workout regimen?
My other shoe job is I work for Xfinity. So when I gotta take that ladder off that truck, that orange ladder.
Yeah.
That ladder that you gotta put on the telephone line just to climb up the Texas. It
ain't. Oh, man.
It is not light. So yeah, I still get a workout in.
So. Oh, so you good.
Yeah.
How about you, Mason?
So, you know, pretty much I work out on my own time. You know what I mean? Like I do a lot of home workouts. I got some, weights here. I have a weight bar here or whatnot. You know what I mean? So I catch myself always doing military presses, curls, you know, all that good type of stuff. A lot of calisthenics. I do a lot of push-ups, variations. You know, I look up a lot of stuff on YouTube and, you know, just try to keep myself fit and active. And me and Tony still also train together every now and then because of how COVID is. So we get together sometimes, not too much, but we still train together to make sure we sharpen our skills together. So we work out individually on our own, keep ourselves fit. We don't have to check in with each other about that because, you know, look at him. He's an athlete. I'm an athlete. We recognize that about each other. We're going to work out on our own time. He's younger than I am. I don't have to tell him nothing. I'm like the old man of the team, if you think about it. So, you know, we both, you know, keep active. We keep on ourselves so we can look good by the time we come back together to do a show. So that being said, we do that on our own time. And when we get a chance to train, we train.
Well, I mean, both of y'all, that sounds good. You know, and listen to y'all talk. Y'all both sound like y'all very active and good on the microphone, but I gotta ask you this question. Have you guys ever considered having a manager come along?
Everybody keep asking that. Go ahead, Tony. I don't know what people say, Tony, but I've been asked that a million times already.
I just think because, you know, it's starting to, like, it teases its way into the business, but then it goes off, then it teases its way. Like, we saw Zelina Vega, well, Thea Trinidad, she was a manager and it had success, but then it seemed like, you know, she was no longer doing it. Obviously, you have Paul Heyman, who's just Paul Heyman. You have Brandi Rhodes, who's sometimes Cody's manager, and sometimes she's not. So that's what I was wondering. Have you guys thought about it?
I feel like we would need somebody serious. Like, I'm not talking about, like, no family member trying to be a manager. Like, yo, let me manage y'all.
No. Yeah.
like when people be like, yo, just let me manage. Like, it's always on some, like, joking stuff. But if we were to actually, like, look into having a manager, they have to have been in the business. Like, we wouldn't just put anybody. And then not only that, we would even probably hold them up to a higher report, you know, reach out to these promotions, actually do the managing part of things, you know, send our resumes, even though we don't do that now, but I'm just saying it could always be something.
Yeah.
I look at it more as, if you want to be our manager, you got to do that part. Then you got to do that part. Not just walk out to the ring and talk that talk for us. We can talk that talk. We can talk that cash money, but if you want to do that manager's part, you got to do more than just talk that talk.
We got really managed, kind of like Jimmy Hart was with Hogan.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So before we get out of here, let the people know where they can find you.
Oh, period.
Oh, what happened? Mace,
where you go? No.
You stop. We're gonna leave this in because I think the fans gonna get a kick. He just got a screenshot, just him smiling.
Look, I think when people view this, they'll probably look at me and be like, is he cross-eyed? But no, the iPad's camera is over here. And I'm trying to look straight, but then like if I look right into the camera, does it show me like I'm just all over the place?
Yeah, I always look, you know, it definitely takes, you know, you gotta look at the lens. That's what I told people. Right.
Sorry, I don't put people on up, but I about to shine and they be taking it away from me. The internet is crazy on me. I don't know.
Look, it's been windy these past few days because even during the day, I work, my wife work, and my kids are both in school, so the internet been on overtime.
Absolutely.
Tony gotta help us out with that.
Max, I was just thinking that too, like y'all gonna call me.
But yeah, let the people know where they can find y'all and, you know, keep up with y'all, find y'all matches.
All right, cool. Well, look, you're trying to find any matches that we do, you can type in either my name, just Mason Walls. You can type in Black Magic Tag Team or Black Magic Verse, just, you know, because a lot of Black Magic out there on YouTube. Just know that. But look, if you want to find, like, quickly, type in Mason Walls. That'll be, you know, the first link to my page personally. And I post all of our stuff on my page. I post my stuff and our stuff on my page. You can find me on Facebook, Mason Walls. Twitter, Mason Walls 90, at Mason Walls, I'm sorry. And on IG at Mason Walls 910. Go ahead and tell them your social media, Tony.
All right, so Facebook is my shoot name. It's Tony MacMillan. Let y'all figure out how to spell that. my Twitter is at TonyMCM100. The username is Tony Macko. And then my Instagram is Tony underscore Macko 117.
Gentlemen, I appreciate you guys coming on, taking time out, especially, you know, y'all came on during the NBA draft. So I appreciate that. Shout out to LaMelo Ball getting drafted by the Charlotte Hornets. I'm a big Baller brand fan. I don't think they got the name no more, you know, all that logistics and stuff.
I say those shoes are trash.
Hey, look, I don't have to deal with the shoes. I had the hat. But, you know, shout out to a Black father taking care of his kids and making sure he pushing them to achieve their dreams. That's why I like LaVar Ball, and I root for him. But,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, definitely. But, ladies and gentlemen, make sure y'all follow Black Magic on social media. Make sure y'all check out their matches. You will be impressed. Promoters out there right now, once COVID-19 is over, start booking them and put them with your best tag teams.
Hey.
Test them. They talking, so give them the test. Don't sit up there and say, oh, those guys are arrogant, because there's nothing arrogant what they said. Trust me, I work with doctors. That's what you they didn't come out with no arrogantness, so give them the opportunity. Till the next time, folks, I'm Brian H. Waters. So long, everybody.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this week's episode of Wrestling for the Culture. For more episodes or more content from the Wrestling Realm Network, hit
appreciate
the subscribe
it, boss,
button,
man.
Download,
thank you, man. Thank
make
you
sure you turn on
this.
The bell
Thank
for notifications.
Time.
Till the next
really
time,
appreciate it, brother.
Too sweet.